B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Make sure you download our app for your Apple or Android device. Get it in the App Store.
App it.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Also, tell your smart speakers to be playing 98.5 The Sports Hub. Do that. Stream us. Let's get to the Patriots schedule before we get to Demaryius Thomas. Here's what we know to this point, according to legitimate reports.
Yeah.
Legitimate reports. Not internet rumors.
Mostly The Athletic.
Howell Patriots beat writers.
Good job, Howell.
Week one is for the Patriots at home, as we know. On Sunday Night Football, they will play the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Do you remember what happened last time we opened at home? Meaning the Patriots opened at home with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Oh, yeah. That was the night that you were invading Mike Tomlin's personal airspace.
Yeah. We got the Patriots radio call in our headset. I did not call for the reverse pass. Somebody else called that.
As Tom points out, that was the genesis for why the other team is stupid.
Yes.
That game.
That was the game.
Love it.
So we did not have a great year.
Steelers are always ready to go.
Last season, 2018 football season, we didn't have a great year on the why the other team was stupid front. The segment suffered a little bit last year because we just didn't see the same level of stupidity. And we saw a lot of Patriots losses in there more than usual. And so
we trust you, Pittsburgh.
It wasn't a great segment. I'm hoping we get off to a great start in week one with Pittsburgh coming to town. Pittsburgh week one, week two at Miami, week three at home again against the Jets, and then on the road at Buffalo. So first month of the season, that's pretty good. The longest trip in there is Miami, and you've got two home games in the first 3 weeks. And the fourth week, you're going at Buffalo, which, as we know, you go for less than 24 hours. The flight takes like 55 minutes. It's an easy one. Hop, skip, and a jump.
Get me out of that hellhole. Oh, I tell you what, though. I mean, and Coach always talks about extensions of the preseason.
Yeah.
This is like an eight-week preseason schedule. Really?
The Jets still suck. Buffalo still sucks. Miami sucks. The division stinks.
Well, Fitzpatrick might lose 20 pounds by then. You never know. He's fat right now.
The division is not so great.
We have a couple games unaccounted for, but try slotting the Bengals in week five and then see what it looks like the first eight
games. At Cincinnati.
So we don't know where the Patriots are going or who they're playing in week five. There are four games that are unaccounted for at this point. The two home games against Dallas and Miami and road games at Cincy and Washington. So week five, undetermined.
They should put Dallas in there at week five. Give them a little bit of a competition, you know.
If you throw Cincinnati in there, that opening seven games is six softies.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, NFL.
If you put Cincy in there week five, and I think it could very well be the Dallas Cowboys at home week five. But either way, it'd be Miami, Jets, at Buffalo. Week five, let's say either at Cincy or home versus Dallas. Week six, at the Giants on Thursday Night Football. No, sorry, home against the Giants Thursday Night Football. And week seven at the Jets on Monday Night Football, which puts both Jets games in the first 7 weeks of the season.
Get out of the way. Can't believe we got to spend another night in Newark. That's awful. Awful.
Sorry, sir.
The bye comes perfectly, though, week 10. After Baltimore, going into...
We didn't get there yet.
Oh, sorry.
We didn't get there yet. Week eight. 4:25 against Cleveland here in Foxborough. Week 9 at Baltimore on Sunday Night Football. Then, as Zoe said, week 10 is the bye week. Week 11 at Philadelphia. Week 12, unknown. Week 13 at Houston, Sunday Night Football. Week 14, here's a big one. This is going to be circled on the calendar, I believe. Week 14 at home with a 4:30 kick against Kansas City.
I think week 5 is going to be the at Redskins. I just got a feeling instead of
Dallas. You got a feeling
Dallas,
or a text message?
No, I just think it's going to be the Redskins week 5.
I agree it's going to be a road game because week 12 is one of the one of the slots that's empty. And if they put a road game there, that'll be four road games in a row with the bye week in between.
September 15th is the week two game against Miami. Mm. It's a 1 o'clock start. I don't know why that's pertinent information, but yeah, 1 o'clock start against
Miami. I just love how you get taken care of end of the year. You got Buffalo and Miami to wrap things up.
That's nice.
I assume that week 17 is at home against Miami, which would leave the Patriots with two home games in week 16 and 17 against Buffalo and Miami. Here's one caveat for that game in week 16 against Buffalo. It is rumored to possibly be one of the games that will be played on a Saturday, December 21st. They're talking about doing an NFL Network triple header that day, and there's no college football that weekend, and it's the weekend before the Christmas week, so a lot of people probably have some time off, and they're talking about doing a triple header that day. I believe that's going to happen. The Patriots-Bills game could be one of those games. They might be waiting on announcing those three games because they might not want the teams that are in there to suck. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if they can flex you into a Saturday.
Mm.
Sort of new ground.
I know you get flexed out. I could see a Baltimore game getting flexed out if you're down there at night or, you know.
I don't know. I don't know if by tonight, again, the official announcement coming tonight, I don't know if tonight they're going to announce what those three games are.
November
24th. It's going to be determined.
November 24th, Dallas at home. That'll be protected. That'll be a 4:30.
I'm sorry. What day is that?
Oh, November 24th.
What week is that?
Not sure.
Isn't that Thanksgiving week?
No, Thanksgiving
is... No, Thanksgiving's super late this year.
Yeah, because it falls in right at the end there.
Oh, it's the... So the Patriots are playing December 1st. It's the Thursday before December 1st?
Correct.
Thanksgiving this year is on the 28th.
So they're going to make Dallas come to New England and then go back home for 4 days later?
Well, yeah, they do that anyway.
Yeah.
Just another Thursday game.
That'd be better, Dallas. Mm-hmm.
So that's week 12?
And you're saying week 17 is probably Miami at home?
Yeah, it's Buffalo-Miami to end the year.
That means week 5 is either the Redskins or the Bengals.
Week
that means
five,
the first
week 5
seven
we're on the
games,
road at the Redskins. Week
the first
5,
7
on
games,
the road.
You have 6 soft games.
Yep.
Championship.
That's if this team starts 2-2, is real trouble going on right now.
People are going nuts. People are going nuts. Yeah, what did we say this last year with the layups we had at the beginning of last year? Weren't we on
if
death
you go
row?
2-2 against Pittsburgh, Miami, the Jets, Buffalo... That's a problem.
Okay. Well, you get the Redskins on the road week 5. Who's the Redskins quarterback?
We'll find out.
I love how Zoe's filling the holes in. Like, he's got this whole schedule in front of him. He's like, oh, no, this is what it is. I'm convinced Zoe's got the whole schedule right in front of him.
He doesn't.
I don't. I can't have that.
I can't have that. I'm not allowed to. They don't like me to have that.
You've had all the answers for our holes in the schedule.
Well, I mean, just take make a guess. You got to take time.
Yeah, informed reasoning. I mean, that week 17 game is I'm seeing it confirmed as the Dolphins that week 17, which makes sense. So that leaves you with three games that you don't know. 5, 12, and 15. And you're saying 12 is the Dallas game. Is what you're saying. Ding, ding. What do you got?
Nothing.
What are you saying now, Zoe?
What do you need?
October 6th is the Washington game. That is week 5, 1 o'clock kick.
Oh. Oh, like I predicted.
Confirmed.
Confirmed by...
Who are they playing on?
Sources, Jim.
Oh, okay. Not on me. All right. So this is you guys confirming this.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yes. What are they playing on 24th of November?
We're working on that.
Ah, gee. Sure.
Do you have it?
Check it.
I don't have that.
You don't have that yet?
No. Huh? Mm. I don't have that.
Jim, you have that?
You just said the Cowboys.
Thank you. Just reiterating.
Okay, yeah. All right. I'm seeing a few things here.
Okay. Thank you.
That's a tough stretch there. Philly, you have Baltimore, then the bye. Then you have Philly, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City.
Get your ass lined up right. At the end of the year, you're going to finish at Cincinnati, then Buffalo and Miami at home. Okay, just get your ducks in line before December starts and should be all right.
The December 21st game? That we talked about, the triple header?
Yeah.
Not yet determined. Mm. But Patriots-Bills is in the mix for it. Mm. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what I know about that.
Nice.
All right?
Excellent.
Yeah, we got the whole thing now. We'll tell you exactly what it is. All right. We'll again, run this over one more time and get to the contract that the Patriots gave Demaryius Thomas yesterday. We'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Here on Zolak and Bertrand, we have the full schedule. Take that, NFL. Every year.
Oh, it's easy.
Every year this happens.
Please, Manish Mehta has the whole Jets schedule out.
Everybody leaks it before it happens. Yeah. It's actually better this
year. Joe Murray just put it out on Twitter, so he's got it.
Creates a better buzz.
Well, yeah, if you put it all over the... Joe Murray!
Here's the Patriots 2019 schedule. Week one.
Handicap it,
Pittsburgh
Murray.
Steelers. Sunday night football. That is September 8th, the following week, at the Dolphins. 1 o'clock start in week two. Week three, at home against the New York Jets, 1 p.m. Week four, at the Buffalo Bills, 1 p.m. Week five, they will visit the Redskins. 1 o'clock kick. Week six, Thursday night football, at home against the New York Giants. Week seven, back at the Jets. 8:15 start on Monday night football. Week eight is the Browns here in Foxborough. 4:25 start. Week nine, on the road at Baltimore. They take on the Ravens on Sunday night football. If you're keeping track, those are the first 9 weeks of the season. There are four night games in the first 9 weeks. Sunday night football against the Steelers, Thursday night against the Giants, Monday night against the Jets, and a Sunday night game against the Ravens. Then they have the bye week in week 10. Week 11, at Philadelphia with a 4:25 start. Week 12, at home against the Cowboys, 4:25 start.
A lot of 425s.
Week 13, on the road at Houston, Sunday night football again, 8:20 start. Then they are at home on December 8th. Mark your calendars. December 8th against the Kansas City Chiefs, 4:25. Week 15, at the Bengals, 1 o'clock start. Week 16, date undetermined, will be either Saturday or Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. Time, date to be decided for that Week 16 game against Buffalo at home. They will also be at home in Week 17 against the Dolphins. And that's how the schedule goes. As Jim has noted, the first stretch of the schedule, starting with the Steelers, going through the Giants, or even the Jets, I guess. That would be a total of seven games to start the year. Of the first seven, you've got six that appear to be against teams that are not that great.
It's not a bad first half of the schedule.
Well, it sort of counters,
ready to go.
It sort of counters the night games, which Bill Belichick, as you know, Zoe, talked about last year.
Yeah.
Because he thought that it started to weigh on them a little bit, that all the night games are starting to be a problem.
Yeah. Plus, you got to factor in the four preseason night games. So if you're really looking at it from a work perspective, from a human clock perspective for the player, add them up. Add them up. What'd you say, four in the first nine? That's eight in the first 13? Yeah. Night games are tough. They are. It's hard to get going the next day. And if you're not ready to get going, you lose that day.
You got three road night games.
When?
You play the Jets Monday night, you have to come back and play Cleveland that following week at home.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Jets are up and down a half hour.
That's a short week. And then you're playing Cleveland, one of your tougher games. Then you play Baltimore followed by the bye, so that's easy. Then you play Houston followed by Kansas City. That's a road night game followed by the Chiefs.
So we're down Houston for Sunday night football?
Houston Sunday night. Yeah. So you have to play Cleveland and Kansas City after road night games.
What's going on back there? Everything okay?
What's he talking about?
Hear a lot of voices.
Felger Maz are at the Garden today, so they're just testing, checking in.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Sweet.
Good for them.
617-779-0985. Demaryius Thomas yesterday gets a one-year, $6 million deal. When I first heard that, I went, bleh.
I said,
$6 million for this guy?
I know, Nettleman makes
what?
Three.
I said, what's the guaranteed? I got to know the guaranteed money. What's the guarantee? What's the signing bonus?
$1.50.
Karin was telling me to calm down on TV. Yeah. He's like, calm down. Relax. Will you relax? Like, $6 million, Tom. There's got to be some real money in there somewhere. Turns out, should have listened to Tom.
Didn't see anybody wanted him.
Tom was
Didn't seem like anybody wanted him.
Very little to almost no guaranteed money in this deal. $150,000 a signing bonus, $150,000 the reporting bonus. There's no risk in this deal whatsoever. They can cut him loose at any time. See ya.
Yeah.
You're no good. You can't play anymore. You're done. They're taking a flyer on him. As you said, so who else wanted him? If that's the money.
It doesn't seem like many. And I think a lot of people, if you're going the veteran receiver route and bringing him in to be a productive player for you, you want the guy around, you want him up and running. I think part of the problem is the rehab. Now, you got a quarterback that really isn't around. You got a veteran quarterback that doesn't really participate in the offseason now. He's found his new way, so you can't even argue that. Get your ass there and get ready with him. No, he won a Super Bowl last year, so that's out the window. If you're Demaryius Thomas, you look at your numbers historically. There were five or four straight years, over 1,000 yards, and you look at his productivity when he's with a good quarterback like Peyton Manning. Look at the post-Tebow numbers after that when he got lined up with Peyton Manning. Guy can play with a good quarterback. So if you're Demaryius Thomas, and this is to help get you back into good graces of the league and get you another contract, I'll roll the dice. I'll suck it up. Give me 150. I'll go play with Tom Brady. Give me some good bonus structure, and let's see what we have. Makes all the sense in the world if you're Demaryius Thomas. Now, me personally, and I've said at the start of the show, I don't like the player. I think he's soft. I'm not going to sit here and be a fraud, hammer him during games, tell you he checks out, which he does, against number two corners who just totally get their hands on him and push him on the sideline. He has no fight in his game. He's a good slip screen runner. He can run it. That's his forte. Right down the line of scrimmage, bang it on him, double block it, pull your guard, slip him underneath. You come in as the Hogan roll where you're the third, fourth guy. It can work here if you're healthy. I don't look at him as number one or two. Mm-mm. No. 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 Called too many games against this guy. It's taken out.
Where's he ranking on what they have right now? And do we count Josh Gordon in that? I don't know what to do with him.
You have to.
Better or worse than Josh Gordon?
Worse.
Yes.
I'd take Gordon over him 10 out of 10 times. What's that say?
Yeah, that's what I...
You know what I say about Gordon. I can't hold my breath on that one. I don't know. I don't even know if the league's going to let him play.
I think they're going to.
I think they are, too. I think they got some information on that.
I think the team needs him. I think the Patriots need him.
Did you say you have some information on that?
No, I would say that they have some information on that.
That they've got something.
They're paying for his rehab. They're, you know, he's monitoring things. He's giving out little videos here and there. Football seems to be important for him, the way he's training. And the fact you haven't signed anybody.
Hardy, I think that public opinion on substance abuse issues has changed over the years. I think the league is going to come around on it, too. I think they're not going to treat it as a punishment type of thing. I think they're gonna bring him back and say that what he has dealt with is not, you know, it's not something that he's had full control over. It's something that he has struggled with. It's an issue. It's an addiction. I think they're softening their stance on how they treat these matters.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they go into all that in terms of, you know, like whether it's in or out of his control, all that. But
they won't say it. No, but if they let him back in, they're telling you they're softening their stance on.
Yeah, what they're going to look at is, okay, you know, is this a PED thing? Is this something he's doing to gain a competitive advantage? Or is this something that he did to himself? And they're starting to look at, especially if it was for marijuana, right? The league is... has to be looking
at this. Which, according to reports, it was not for that. It was for more than that.
Mm. And who's going to be missing?
Substance abuse is not limited to marijuana.
Well, right.
If it were PED, then that would they would make a statement about, would they not?
Yes. Yeah, it's not for PED-related right. matters. You're okay. right.
Say somebody's not ready to go at the beginning of the year, whether it's Josh Gordon or whether it's Demaryius Thomas. The league is taking care of you from a schedule standpoint. They've given you basically your whole division in the month of September. And here's what they've done. They flip-flopped the priority of KC and Pittsburgh. Normally, KC you open up against. Pittsburgh's the one you play around week 14. Week 14 this year has now become the new Pittsburgh. That is Kansas City. And they've also taken care of you with the bye. Because coming out of the bye, you've got Eagles, Dallas, Texans, Chiefs. Whew! Tough stretch here. Tough one-month stretch. But they also take care of you at the end with Cincinnati, Buffalo, Miami. This is like last year and all those other years. This is like the year we were down in Mexico. Get through that. Get through the Denver week. Get through the Raider week. Then you got Pittsburgh. Then you're off and running. Book a trip to Miami, pal.
A Patriots depth charted receiver, Philip Dorsett, Demaryius Thomas, Maurice Harris, Matthew Slater.
Stop!
And someone or something called Damon Patterson. I don't know much.
Damoon?
Damoon?
Is D-A-M-O-U-N. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Okay.
No Edelman?
I was talking about guys that are on the outside. You want to talk about Edelman? We can talk about Edelman.
Because then you got your Berrioses and your
Julian Edelman, Braxton Berrios, Bruce Ellington. All right, then. That's what they've got.
Ellington's going to make the club.
Bruce Ellington. Bruce Ellington and Demaryius Thomas.
I think Ellington's got some diverse.
The Patriots went into the offseason with a need at the position, right? Before they knew Rob Gronkowski was not going to be here, and they're picking off the trash pile.
From the Texans.
It's weird. Why did they not attack this more aggressively? It's strange. What have they got up their sleeve? As I've said all along, I still think they've got a trade in them.
Ellington's a scrappy kid from the Texans.
That's great. I hope he works out here.
Just telling you.
I think there's some qualities to like in his game.
The fact they signed him, I think they like him better than Berrios already. So, kick Jules outside, put him inside. They got some stuff they could do. They can move people around.
Reaction on Demaryius Thomas, reaction on the Patriots schedule, which we now know. And, of course, your calls on the Bruins. We'll do all of that after these headlines with Hardy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub app.
First, our introduction.
Zolak. Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're going to get right to your calls in a moment, but I want to tell you about a story that just popped up.
Okay.
I'll read from the Boston Globe. I don't think they're the only ones, but this is the one I've seen. Florida prosecutors say they intend to release the video in the Robert Kraft case despite challenges. John Element of the Globe writes this. Florida prosecutors said on Wednesday they would release police surveillance videos of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft and 24 other men allegedly paying for sex through the cases of two women accused of owning and managing the alleged house of prostitution the men visited. Palm Beach County State Attorney Dave Arenberg's office said in court papers, it is obligated under Florida law to provide the video to the public and the media now, and cannot wait for a judge to decide whether it should be kept under seal. While Lee Wang is prosecuted as the alleged manager of the Orchids of Asia Spa in Jupiter, Florida. Wang allegedly managed the spa, and Hua Zhang has been identified by authorities as the owner of the spa. Both women have pleaded not guilty to numerous charges, including maintaining a house of prostitution. Wang's attorney has asked the judge to bar the release of the videos while her criminal case is pending a hearing on her request set for May 17th, 1 month from now. Prosecutors said in court papers today they can't wait until then. Prosecutors said, quote, as the custodian of the records, cannot delay the release of records to allow a person to raise a constitutional challenge to the release of the documents. Arenberg's office wrote on Wednesday, the Public Records Act does not allow a custodian to delay the production of records to allow the resolution of a constitutional challenge to release the documents. So, prosecutors in Florida telling the courts today, we are going to release it regardless of what you're waiting on with your ruling. We're going with it. That under Florida law, it does not allow for us to delay it. And to comply with the law, we are going to release it.
So if that's the case, then you just pull all your lawyers out and say, stop paying them. So what am I paying them for? I have to release some tape anyway. I mean, we all know what that place is. I mean, what we're trying to do is prevent the tape from getting out. So if you're just flat out going to release it.
Does this feel like a bit of a bold move on their part?
That seems like
it feels that way to me. I don't think it's desperation.
I don't think it's a bold move. I think the prosecutor, look, maybe I'm wrong for just taking them at their word, but they say, look, there are these legal challenges being presented. Legally, we possess these. There is nothing in any law, in any Freedom of Information Act or anything else that says we can't release these. If a proper request has been filed, we have to give over the documents regardless of what other pending court cases going on. There's nothing in here that says we can't.
What else do they have if they don't have the tape?
But we have to. If people have requested to see this, there's nothing that allows us to not put it out there. We have to go. They asked for it. You have to give it. You have to. What? We're just following the law here.
Yeah.
They don't want to get sued.
You got stations like CBS requesting it. You got the Globe requesting it. I mean, they're
NBC, ABC, CBS, yeah. Fox, CNN, everybody coming after you and saying, what are you doing? We requested this. You have to give it to us. And now the prosecutors are saying, well, actually, under Florida law, we can't wait anymore.
Okay.
We can't wait for a judge. That's not how this works.
So the prosecutors also said last time they were up there that there's no human trafficking. There's no evidence of any of that. There's nothing in relation to that in this case. So off what the sheriff did when he stood there and sort of took that victory lap and the prosecution on that press conference that Friday that everybody remembers, if you don't have any of that that you said, we got him on it. Or we think that's there. They don't have anything except the video.
My next question is naturally, when does this happen now?
Yeah. Well, if you can't wait, obviously it's...
If it's real, when does it happen?
It's any day then. It's
tomorrow,
any day. Could be any day.
Any
could
moment any this could happen.
Could be next hour.
Well, they're not releasing it to the public. They're releasing it to the people that want it, right? The people that have put in the
request.
The NewsQuest. Oh,
so
the Globe
will get it. Yeah. Channel 4 will get it.
Nobody else
CBS
will get that,
will get
right?
it. ABC, whatever.
I'm sure they'll
it.
Keep it secure.
Oh, no. We'll see it. Oh, but I'm not saying they're not just releasing it to everybody. They're releasing it to the organizations.
Right. Right.
And the organizations.
Well, yeah. I didn't assume they released it to TMZ.
Yeah, they don't have like a.
Well, they're not
going to
post
like
it on their
site.
Palm Beach County website or
no,
whatever.
No, but you could request it. Jim Love could go and request it once they start making it available.
I mean, what I want to know is. I mean, we're going to see these on the internet. The videos are going to be on the internet.
Yep.
But the news organizations, why exactly do they want them? Do they want to put them on their websites? Because they can't broadcast them.
Well, no. I've had a couple conversations with people about this. I'm like, what do you do with it? What happens? And they will use the footage. They will not show the acts themselves.
Of course they won't. They'll put the pixels in there.
Show them walking in the door, maybe?
Yes. Yeah. You will show the walking in. You will show the two conversing before anything else happens.
It's like the Aaron Hernandez video where he's
there will be footage of him or others in that room that will be used on television that will not be the footage of the act itself. But you can bet that if it becomes available to the public, someone will get it and post it in its full form, whatever that may be, from prosecutors. Of course, like everything, will be available on the internet. So it'll be available. It'll be out there.
They'll probably run their specials at night and make money off of the advertising, off like a half-hour special, and run some of the video, but not all the video.
Pieces of it. Pieces of it that don't involve the act itself for broadcast television. That is my guess. At least that's what one person who has experience in the news field, news television, has told me. Yeah. That's what they'll do with it. And maybe one of those specials that you speak of gets a little more in-depth than what you're going to get on your, you know, 5, 6, and 6:30 news or whatever it might be. Right? But just to recap.
So they can make money off. It's the answer then. They can make money off
clicks.
Of having the videos. Okay.
Yes, yes. Oh, absolutely. Clicks.
So that makes sense. That's the answer. They can make money off of it.
They will have, well, isn't that, I mean, you could make the claim.
It's not a big, like, this is journalistically, we need this video journalistically.
Oh, God, no.
It's, we can use it to make money and we can.
Have you seen local news? Since when has it been about the journalistic endeavor? It's to make money.
Right.
It's to put things on the news that people want to watch, and they watch it and they make money off of
it. They'll get the video, and then I'll send Steve Cooper down to Gillette Stadium, and he'll have his sleeves rolled up, and he'll be standing there to a live report from Gillette Stadium here. The video's being released today. That's what they're going to do. Have you watch and have you have clicks. Then they'll put on their little websites.
Yeah.
Yep. But you bring up a good question. When?
Florida prosecutors saying today.
If they can't wait anymore.
Regardless of court orders, they will be releasing the videos of the men at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa that includes the video of Robert Kraft. That from prosecutors in a court filing today in Florida. As they write in their brief, the public's right to access public records is by no means unbounded or unqualified. The Public Records Act contains several important exemptions that prevent or otherwise restrict the disclosure of public records. So they go on to say that these exemptions that exist do not qualify in this case, and that there should not be any exemptions, and that there is no room within the current law that allows for constitutional challenges as a way of delaying the release of those records, that they are bound by law to release those records, and because of that, they will just go ahead and do it. So now that leaves us with the question of, when do you choose to do that? When will you be providing that video to the media organizations that have requested it? And if it's real, and you're real, and that this is what they truly intend on doing, I can't imagine they're going to wait a long time to do it. If they're intent on doing this, they file this brief and then they go ahead and they do it.
Yeah. What gets expedited, and when's it released to the news authorities?
I apologize to those of you on hold. This story just sort of came up. We didn't know of it before we started this segment, but we will be getting back to you right after this. Again, Florida prosecutors saying the tape of Robert Kraft will be released. We'll talk to Brad Stevens, Celtics head coach, next. And again, we will get to your calls on Bruins and Red Sox and Patriots schedule and Demaryius Thomas, all that in the mix today. We'll talk to Brad Stevens about his game coming up tonight next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. Celtics get back at it tonight. We go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in the head coach of the Seas, Brad Stevens, with us. Hi, Brad.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Coach, how you doing? I know, obviously, you don't have Marcus Smart tonight for game number two, but now I see Al Horford potentially questionable with an illness. What's the status with him?
Yeah, Al was under the weather last night. Slept pretty well, it sounds like. Felt better this morning, but we did not have him shoot around. So we've been in touch with him. We'll see how he feels as the day goes on. But obviously, big part of our team. And but we went through shoot around without him today.
But there's still a chance he plays tonight?
Could be a game time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I know that you talked about your starting lineup, the way it came out at the start of the game in game one and also out of halftime. With or without Al, were you considering and are you considering making some tweaks?
Yeah, you're considering that all the time. There's no question about it. But I think there's two sides of the ball. And, you know, I think defensively we were pretty good in both segments. We weren't perfect. You know, I think there's a few things we could have done better, but we were pretty good. Offensively, I just didn't think we were ever really good the entire game. I mean, obviously, winning that run in the third quarter, we scored it a little bit at the start of the fourth as well. You know, I've said a couple of times in the last couple of days, I thought that they did some different things than they had done in any of our previous four games. And, you know, I think that was to be expected. We expected something to be different after the last two regular season games. And so, you know, hopefully we attack them better than we did the other night tonight. And, you know, continue to hunt great shots. I think they're, you know, one of the things about them that you have to be really good with is you have to own your space. You have to be tough with the ball because they are tremendous at getting their hands on balls. They reach from behind. They're very physical. So you've got to really be tough to keep them out of transition. And, you know, and if we can sprint back and set our defense, that's always our goal because every team in the world is better with a set defense versus a defense that's running or scrambling.
What is it that you like most about having Terry Rozier and Kyrie Irving on the floor together at the same time?
Well, it's not as much about Terry Rozier, Kyrie Irving. I just always have thought it's two ball handlers, two guys that can play the point if need be, you know, and again, with Al, we can get away with that a little bit because he can bring it up. He can do different things from a big spot, you know, that not a lot of guys can do or do much with him. But that's one of the reasons why the Smart Irving combo was so good on the offensive end was, you know, Smart would take the ball and be the facilitator and let Kyrie come off actions. We've done a few things over the last couple of days to try to get it so that we're a little bit more focused on getting movement early on in action and in our offense than we were the other day. But like I said, you got to give them a lot of credit. They really guarded us. We really guarded them. It was a heck of a defensive game. And, you know, we've got to play better on offense and maintain that same defensive intensity and approach if we want to have a chance to win.
And you're sort of talking like it's, you know, that slugfest mentality and, you know, going back and forth and sort of kind of one of those games and frustrating to some points. What transpired with Jalen? What went down with Jaylen Brown? I mean, we always see the retaliation part of it, the guy that gets caught with the push in the back, and everybody saw it. And it could have been costly for you if it went down the wrong road. But what happened prior to that?
I don't know exactly. I don't know. I know he fell on the other side of the court. I don't know if he thought there was a trip or what, but it's not a big deal. Who cares? It's playoff basketball. It's game one. Move on. You know how it is. I mean, at the end of the day, Bogdanovich is a good player. He's a tough guy. Jalen's a good player. He's a tough guy. Like, those guys will both battle. Those guys will both compete. And that's just part of the fun of playoff basketball to me.
Why do you think it was that not only your team but the Pacers as well shot so poorly in game one?
Well, I think that A, you sometimes don't make shots at the rate you like to, but B, and more importantly, both defenses were excellent. And so, again, the goal is to maintain that defensive intensity and improve our scoring. I think both teams will be more settled in tonight just because it's game two of the playoffs instead of game one. But at the end of the day, you know, basketball is, it's not a given you're going to make the exact same percentage of shots by yourself in the gym every day. So ultimately, you know, even the best shooters have days where they don't shoot it as well. And you've got to grind that out with great defense. Both teams played great defense the other day. You could go through and probably create a teaching tape, with either team. And so I think ultimately, there's two sides of the floor. That was a good win for us because You know, how often can you score 84 points in an NBA game and win?
Yeah.
And that speaks to, we didn't get down. We just kept guarding. And when things finally broke our way, we took advantage of it enough.
Yeah, speaking of it breaking away, you know, Al was part of turning that around, especially a guy like Marcus Morris starting to knock down some buckets. That had to make you feel good when that game turned in that third quarter.
Yeah, you know what? I said this before. Like, we were, in large part, we have home court advantage, and we are in the seed we're at because of the way Marcus Morris played early in the season. Like, Marcus Morris gave us a chance to kind of weather the storm early. I thought he was one of our more consistent guys. There were a couple of other guys that stood out, obviously Kyrie and others, but like, he's one of the reasons we were able to, you know, weather the storm there early. And, you know, you could see his good game coming with practice. I thought sitting two of the last four games, or I think maybe it was 2 of 4, maybe it was 3 of 5. But anyways, I thought he looked rejuvenated, refreshed. He looked good. Practice on Thursday when we went live, I thought he was one of the best players on the court. He made every shot. And, you know, when they're going to play double bigs, his energy and physicality to be able to defend those guys and rebound is a huge key for our team, because, you know, on the other side of the floor, you make a big close out to him. And, you know, then he can put it on the floor, shoot threes or whatever's available.
Brad, we've talked to you a lot over the last few years about coaching within a series and making adjustments game to game. I've always wondered, is anticipating what the adjustments are on the other side ever a part of that planning game to game?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, and, you know, I think you look at it and there's anticipation of what they were going to do in attacking us. We thought we had a pretty good idea of how they were going to attack us the other day. I felt good about our planning for game one. I didn't think our attack against them was as good. So, you know, again, you have to anticipate. You have to look and see what went well for them, what went well for you. You know, both teams are going to be very focused on scoring better. I mean, that's the bottom line when it's 84-74, but you know, there are things that you got to do to maintain your level defensively, and you're always thinking about that. These darn games, guys, where it's Sunday at 1 and then you don't play again till Wednesday night, like, I'm pretty sick of thinking about it. I'm looking forward to getting the game on and let's go.
You start talking yourself out of your own thoughts at that point, right? You start doubting yourself.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I need to go back and watch the 16th game from 5 years ago. You know, like, ultimately, you just do everything you can to prepare yourself as well as you can. But this is the other reality of basketball, is that it's a fast-paced game, and there is a lot of things that happen, and the key is spacing and being able to make the right read with speed. And it has nothing to do with a set call in certain situations. And so I think being able to know what we need to do in those set situations, being able to know what we need to do defensively against their set situations, but more importantly, being able to play with a clear mind and fast pace, I think is huge. So you want to make sure you don't overdo it too. And I think that's the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.